I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We are happy that you're here. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. And, you know, we just come every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. This is our time. We've been doing this now for a couple of years and just love doing the radio show and bringing information to you, motivation, encouragement through success stories. And of course, all of our amazing business members who are a part of I've Decided, we love sharing their resources that they can provide for you to help you achieve your goals, dreams, whatever they are. And that's what we're doing at I've Decided. That is our mission, is your success. And it's just helping you do whatever it is, accomplish really whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And, you know, hands down, still the number one thing that everybody wants to accomplish, the most popular goal out there is being healthy, losing weight, or getting more active, getting fit, and becoming healthier. That's the number one goal. It has been probably forever.
Yeah, definitely.
And so if that's one of your goals, and maybe you have many goals, it could be just one of many, but if living a healthy lifestyle is one of your goals, then you are in for a great treat today on the show, because I have the manager, Melissa Malbach from Curves in Peoria. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank
so glad
you.
You're able to join me.
Definitely.
Always, you've been on a couple of times, and Curves is obviously a business member resource for I've Decided.
Mm-hmm.
And we love sharing success stories because success stories motivate people. And it inspires people to say, hey, wow, that's amazing. If they can do that, then surely I can do whatever it is. And you have an awesome success story from your experience at Curves before you were a manager. So why don't you just let the audience know, remind them who you are and your kind of journey. And then I think we're going to talk about some of those top reasons why the members at Curves are so successful and dive into that. But share your story, because it's pretty amazing.
Sure. No problem. So my name's Melissa. And like she said, I'm the manager at Curves. But before I became the manager at Curves, I started becoming a stay-at-home mom when my second child was born. It was just too much to put him in daycare, to have two in daycare. So I'm running my own in-home daycare, got kids everywhere.
I remember that. Strollers,
oh,
pushing
yeah.
the strollers.
I had a triple stroller at one point, and I still had one by the hand. So, you know, my weight wasn't even baby weight, I should say. You know, like, if I go all the way back, I've struggled with my weight since fifth grade. That's when it started to creep up. And then when I met my husband, between then and when we got married, there came another 20, just because, you know, I was comfortable. I was happy, you know. And then after the wedding, we thought we were going to have kids right away. It took us almost a year, so I just ate like I was going to be pregnant. And so there came another 20.
You were following the rule of thumb and changing of behavior.
Exactly.
You were acting your part. You were acting as though you were already pregnant, even though you weren't yet.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll be pregnant next month. Let's go to that, you know, sandwich shop. Definitely. And I'll have this, and this. And so there went another 20. And then with each one of my kids, I gained and lost 30 pounds. I had 8-pound babies, so I was perfect weight. Lost it all. The third one, I only lost 20 out of that 30, though. And then came, I don't want crust on my sandwich. I left a chicken nugget. Let mommy have a bite of your goldfish and let me have a little nibble of your snack. And Diet Coke like crazy because I was exhausted after all these kids plus the daycare. And calorie restriction, but then over calories. And it was a hot mess. So it kept creeping up and creeping up and creeping up. And I wouldn't buy clothes because I didn't want to buy clothes that were bigger in size. And so finally, one night, I was getting ready to go out with my girlfriends, and that I never, ever did. And so my clothes wouldn't fit. I'm like in a tizzy. We've all been there, like screaming, throwing stuff. Nothing's fitting.
Right. Like, trying on every pair of pants
so
in the closet.
Oh, it was terrible. And I got on the scale, and I remember the number. And I literally like sat down on my bathroom floor and bawled my eyes out. And I'm like, how did I let this happen? And I guess I didn't think it was maybe that bad because, you know, you just throw on the yoga pants and, you know, jeans are a little bit more accountable. And so I was complaining about my weight, and you're like, oh, you need to come to Curves, because we knew each other through our kids' school over at Holy Family. And I'm like, Kim, I have no time for Curves. I told you my story and what I'm doing, and I have three little kids, and I was never sure when my husband was going to be home because his work had kind of wonky hours. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. You don't understand. And you're like, just come give it a try. Just come try. I promise. So I bit the bullet, and I think I did like a free week at Curves, which we give those out frequently, just to kind of debunk that I don't have time. And I did it, and I was totally hooked. It was the fastest workout I've ever done, because I was kind of doing some little like at home videos when the babies would be napping, and I was getting a little success, but nothing substantial. And so I did Curse for a week. I was sore in all good ways. And then I started incorporating the food because I did our full nutrition program and everything that we have
the
there.
The whole meal plan process.
The whole meal plan. In the first, so it would be my second week at Curves, but my first week of incorporating my food and the exercise, I lost 7 pounds.
Wow.
In my first week.
Yeah.
And I know some of that was water weight.
Water weight, some inflammation, because you were cleaning up.
Sure.
You weren't eating chicken nuggets anymore.
No.
And goldfish. Cleaning up that processed diet, and that helps your body relieve some inflammation.
But. Definitely. But, you know, some of it was weight. And then I would weigh in every single week with my coach. And every single month, I would also measure along with the weigh-in. We do three different measurements at Curves. We do the scale, we do a tape measure, and we check your body fat percentage. So that way, when the scale only shows a pound, but maybe you lost 6 inches and maybe 3 pounds of fat, you know, you gained 2 pounds of muscle. And so through this whole process, a year or two of actually just learning Curves, after 1 year, I lost 40 pounds. And I cheated quite a bit, too, in that I probably could have lost more than 40 in that first year. But again, it's living a healthy lifestyle. It's not a diet.
Right.
So if I wanted a piece of cake at a party, I had a piece of cake at a party. But I only had cake if it came from one place. I won't name it. So I was more selective on my cake, you know. And then over the last few years, the last 20 came off. And so a little over 60 pounds I've lost and kept off for 4 years. And it's still a struggle. Oh, my gosh. It's still a struggle.
Keeping it off is hard, too. Living a healthy lifestyle isn't easy. But it does be. Once it becomes a lifestyle, you know, you are making better choices just naturally because you've been doing it for
so
long.
Yes. Well, and part of that is, one, the support system, because everyone's kind of at Curves is going through the same thing. Even some of our girls, you might look at them and think that they're skinny and they don't need to lose weight. But I weighed in someone the other day when I did a weigh-in measure, and she only weighed 110 pounds, but she had 49% of her body weight was fat.
Right. It's and the proportion.
It's that skinny fat, you know, scenario. So at Curves, we do so much more than just lose weight. Some of our girls, one girl I signed up last night, she doesn't need to lose weight,
just
but she wants
to
strength train. Everything she's done before is cardio. And another one of the girls today, she only lost 1.5 pounds, but she lost 4 pounds of fat. So she realized she just gained 3 pounds of muscle. So it's constant success stories from so many different ladies. It's inspiring. It keeps me going. We share them on the circuit a little bit. It keeps other ones going. We share our not so successful stories with each other. So we realize we're all human, and it helps to bring those girls up that maybe aren't in the best place right now. And if they made one good choice for that day, that sure trumped the bad choice they made yesterday. And so it makes it easier.
Yeah.
With a fully supported system at Curves.
It gives you all the pieces of the puzzle, which we are going to talk about. So, hey, if you are just tuning in, you are listening there to Melissa Malbach. She is the manager of Curves in Peoria. And just sharing her journey, her success story, because truly, nothing is more inspirational than hearing someone share their own personal success story. It encourages and motivates you. And so we love sharing these success stories on air for you to hear. So we thank you again for tuning in. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. And we are just going to dive right in, Melissa, to those top five reasons that you think are key reasons why the women of Curves see such great results. And as you were sharing your success story, the very first thing that popped in my mind, and these are in no particular order, I would say, because it depends on the person as to what's most important to you. Mm-hmm. So it would be in the order of which one would be the most important to you. But for you, Melissa, the fact that it's fast.
Oh, yeah. My goal is to see how many calories I can burn in 30 minutes because I do not have time to go somewhere else and work out for 2 hours. I don't. I have 3 kids, full-time job. Kids run into every single sport possible because they're so athletic. Like, some days it's a struggle to get my workout in, but it is the fastest, most effective workout I've ever done. And now, after I've lost the weight, I did start running. And sometimes I'll go out on a 3-mile run. I can burn more calories in 30 minutes at Curves than I can running 3 miles consecutively.
Absolutely.
And someone's like, seriously? When I told them that, and I was like, yes, I am dead serious. I burn at least 150, if not 250, if it depends on how hard I want to work, more calories on the circuit at Curves in 30 minutes, same time it takes me to run 3 miles, but I can just double it. I mean, almost. It's
women can burn up to 500 calories in a half hour. And
I've done
some
more
of
than
you
that.
More, some of you little workout, you girls that really love to kill it in that half hour, you can burn more than that. But we don't want to put anything that's not typical.
Yeah.
I mean, I run, and when I go and do my curve circuit, I typically burn somewhere around 300-350 calories. And if I wasn't running, so if by the time I run Monday morning and then I'm on the
circuit,
you're
a little more tired.
I'm more tired. My muscles are a little more fatigued, so I can't push as hard as if I could if I weren't already running.
Yeah,
and I'm totally okay with that because I really just want the strength training.
Definitely. And Curves is what you make of it.
Right.
You know, we might have one of our members who's 92 and she is just looking at it for just some light muscle work, some mobility, keep her joints nice and fluid, and so she doesn't go very fast on the machines. And then I might have somebody who I'm like, slow down before you break it. You know, just so many different levels that you can work at. And people with injuries, you know, if they have a rotator cuff injury, we can adapt. If they have, we have a girl who had her knee replaced 2 weeks ago. She's back at Curves. We're adapting her workout. So we don't give up. We just modify. And it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like the most supported, well-rounded, we can make it work kind of a workout. And it's safe.
Which is number two. So number so again, not in any particular order, but it's fast.
Definitely.
We already explained that. It's a half hour. You get everything you need in a half hour. So it's fast. And so the second reason would be that it's safe.
Yes.
Like what you were just saying.
Very, very safe. We have hydraulics. So it's not, anyone doesn't have to worry about how much weight they're putting on the machines. They don't snap back. You know, some of the machines, you pull them down with free weights on them and they just yank back quickly. Ours, it's a push-pull system with that hydraulic. So the harder you fight the machine, the harder it's going to, you know, fight you back. So it is. It's very, very safe on the body and we can adapt to any injuries that we need to.
Or age. We have women of all ages, shapes, and sizes.
I think
which
our
is
oldest
so
is 92, right?
Our oldest is 92, and then we have lots and
our
lots
youngest
and lots.
Is 13.
Our youngest is 13, comes with her mom, and lots of women in between.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I really love that the Curves in Peoria has such a
diversity
of ages. It's not just you walk in and you at any given time on a full circuit, you're going to see from 13 to 90 and all in between.
Ages and abilities and just all over, just such a great, well-rounded group of girls.
Yeah. And so the circuit is equivalent to lifting weights underwater because you're pushing through fluid. The hydraulic is actually fluid. So you're pushing through fluid, and the faster you go, the more resistance, the slower you go, the less resistance. Mm-hmm. And that makes it safe. There's very, very few people. And this is the rule of thumb I say. If you can get out of your car and walk in, you can do the curved circuit.
Yeah, for sure.
If you can walk from your car to the circuit, then you can do it. I mean, we've even had ladies come in and they might even have a cane that use for stability for a while. It's always great when they come off that cane, they get strong enough that they don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
If you can walk from your car to the circuit, you can do the circuit. You just have to move at your own pace. It's very safe and effective.
I have a member that just joined us about 2 weeks ago, and she has a 10-pound weight restriction. So she just goes very slow on the machine, so she doesn't build up too much into them. But she hasn't been doing anything for the last few years. So just that slow movement is enough. Mm-hmm. But she's already gaining energy. She's getting insight as she's on the circuit about different meals to cook. Her water has increased drastically because we talk about nutrition while we're on there. We educate our girls. We almost always have a coach on the circuit. We don't just throw you out there and tell you good luck. But one of the top five things I've got to say is accountability.
The sisterhood.
Yes.
We're a curved sisterhood. Yes.
So back in my success story about a half of the way through, we were getting ready to move. And so everything needed fixed. I needed new paint. You know, all these projects that were 3/4 of the way done had to get finished. And we literally had like about 30 days, 45 days to do them in. And so I totally took a hiatus from curves. You know, I was painting, putting in floor, countertops, doing all kinds of stuff all the time, getting house ready for showings. And I was gone for about 3 months. I gained 15 pounds in 3 months because stress, and I was eating pizza and I was doing this. And I just totally went AWOL. And I got a phone call one day. And they're like, "Hey, Melissa, it's curves. Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay." Because we want our women to see success that they want. And so then it got to the point where I was almost embarrassed to come back. And they were like, "No, no judgment. Just get back in." And I walked through the door and I got back into the swing of things, lost the weight really quickly again. But if they hadn't called me and showed me that accountability, I don't know how long I would have been gone.
It could have been gone forever.
Exactly.
Because you then, like you said, you get embarrassed.
Yeah.
After you've been gone for so long, you're like, "Well, I can't go back now. I've gained 15 pounds back."
And everyone's going to be like, "Where have you been? Where have you been?"
Yeah. Right, right, right.
And we might say, "Where have you been?" Because we love you and we want you to like
we
get
care.
Back
we
in.
We miss you.
Yeah, for sure. But no one ever made me feel bad for being gone. And they were like, "All right, let's just get right back on it. Let's go." And that's what I did. And I dropped it quickly again and kept going from there. So the accountability is huge.
Yeah, the sisterhood, the accountability. Yeah.
The no judgment zone.
The no judgment zone. I love that. And hey, what about fun?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. We
party on the circuit.
Even though it is a 30-minute workout, my husband did say one time, he goes, "Babe, I thought that workout was only 30 minutes. I was like, "Well, it is, but I've made so many friends at Curves that I just get to talk, and I'm sorry." Because it is so much fun that I've made some of my best friends. We have a group of girls who last year, 6 of them, I believe, their friend group is thick now. They ran their My First 5K through I've Decided. But they also are working at Curves, strength trained there. Got up the energy and the motivation to do a Couch to 5K, ran the My First 5K with I've Decided. They're still all running together. They've got Bunko once a month. They go out to eat. They do this. They do that. Like, the friendships you form are great.
It's so much fun. And we play games.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just...
our Machine of the Week thing right now.
Yeah. And so you can win awards and it just, you know, it's a we want it to be a fun place to work out. I mean, I know most people think because I've been in fitness and wellness for most of my adult life, as many people know, that I love to exercise, that I live to work out. And the,
some days.
Nothing could be further from the truth. It's not something, it's not my nature. Like you, Melissa, I grew up, I was overweight as a child. I was overweight my whole life. I never exercised at all. I would ride my bike a little bit as a kid, but there were no sports, no activities. You know, my sport was eating. That was it. That was the bottom line. I loved to eat and I wasn't very active. And so exercise isn't a nature of mine. It's not something that I love to do. But through Curves, I found a love for it because, like we said, it's fast, it's fun, and it's quick. You just get in and get out. And if you're going to exercise, it has to be fun.
Yeah.
I guess is the point I'm trying to make.
And you want to get there because you want to see your workout buddies. You want to, you know, you can talk when you can breathe on the circuit. And you want to see your friends, too. So you kind of get, you know, a double whammy.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're thinking about beginning an exercise program, really think about where you're going to go. You know, think about, are you going to have fun? Is it, it shouldn't be, exercise does not have to be torturous.
No.
It absolutely does not. You can find something fun anywhere. Just find something you like when it comes to exercise. And we do a good job at Curves. I know, Melissa, you work really hard to come up with monthly promotions and in-house stuff at Curves to make it fun.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Okay, and one of my favorite things is it's everything under one roof.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Many people, like what you just talked about in your success journey, you did our weight loss program. And there are, I still believe there are just way too many people that don't understand that Curves has a weight management program.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. We actually have certified coaches. All our coaches are certified through the Cleveland Clinic. We do multiple weeks of training. And we have to actually do that training frequently throughout the year to keep up, or, you know, every year to keep up to date. And so we have programs where you can just work out, which are great, you know, and we still have like educational meetings once a week that we offer that are free. We have Zumba, guys. If you don't know, we've got Zumba. It's included. But then we take it up a notch. And then maybe you want the program with the meal plan. We have meal plans where I'm going to teach you how to be able to, you know, go from this recipe and create a meal. Maybe if you're not a big cook, or how to do some heat and eat kind of stuff if you really don't want to cook at all. Or how to open up your refrigerator door and be like, all right, what do I got and how can I make this a meal and not overdo it or underdo it? Because one of the things we see frequently at Curves is someone's coming in, they're like, well, I'm only eating 1,100 calories a day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you standing here talking to me? I would be like keeled over, felt like I was starving to death. A lot of people restrict. And so,
well, when you think about losing weight, the first thing that most everybody thinks is stop eating.
Yes.
And that's
the
opposite.
Farthest from the truth. I eat 5 to 6 times a day.
It's the opposite. You have to eat.
And then someone goes, well, yeah, you eat these tiny little portions. I'm like, haha, you're funny. My goal is to see how full I can get my plate for the least amount of calories. I've always been an eater. So I was eating at Curves today and the girls were like, what do you got? That's huge. I was like, yeah, but it's got like 192 calories in it. And they were like, seriously?
So then I'm those veggies.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're always talking to the girls. We're always giving them ideas for stuff. And now it's to the point where I'm definitely not perfect, but if I choose to make maybe a not so great decision with my food, it almost hurts, like in a physical way. Yeah, it makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, I'm not necessarily disappointed in myself because I just pick back up and I just keep going. But it's almost to the point where now my body's so adapted to eating well that when I don't eat well, it almost makes me sick to my stomach.
You don't feel good.
No.
And so, okay, so we said everything under one roof. We have exercise and we were talking about the meal plan.
Yeah.
And the meal plan includes an online website portal,
yeah,
where you can create your own meal plans for the whole week.
Yes, definitely. You can go day by day if that's how you do it. You can go meal by meal, or you can plan the whole week and it can spit you out your grocery list.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
It's great.
So yeah. You create your meal plan. It creates a grocery list for you, and you know exactly what to buy.
You don't
exactly
have to count calories. You just physically eat what it tells you to.
Right.
And then you switch it up to make it whatever it is that you want.
You can create a new meal plan every week.
Yes.
And then, of course, the third and most important thing that goes along with exercise and the meal planning is the coaching.
Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't for my coach, it would have been even harder. So, again, back to the accountability with the coaching, the whole shebang. So I met with my coach every single week. We have a package where you can do that, or you can meet with them just once a month and get the meal plan. For me, I needed that weekly weigh-in. I needed that. I had to meet her every single week, weigh in, and I wanted to see some kind of results. I feel like, especially as women, we need some validation that all that work that we're doing is giving us some kind of a result. And when we're at home, a lot of times the only thing that we can see is the scale. And that doesn't always move fast enough. And then we get discouraged and we're like, why am I doing this anyways? And so your coach kind of talks you off of that ledge and explains why you only lost 1 pound, but maybe you lost all these inches. And maybe if you only lost 1 pound and no inches, why? How can we tweak that a little bit? What are you doing? And so it's support with them as well. And so having that weekly coach, having that monthly weigh-in measure with my coach, it was everything. It meant the world to me. And I don't think I could have had as much success as quick as I did without that.
Well, I think we all need coaches.
Yes.
You know, in everything in life, you need a coach. You need someone giving who's been down the journey that you're going down, who can give you good, solid advice based on hindsight 2020. They've been there, done that, right?
Yep.
There's no better advice than someone who knows exactly what you're going through, who's experienced what it is you're experiencing, and can give you that solid foundation of information and hands-on experience. And quite frankly, I don't think there's anywhere else in Peoria that can do that for women specifically besides Curves, because all of the coaches there have seen the success. We've walked the walk. We've all lost the weight, kept it off, followed the meal plan.
Yep, we're a product of the product.
We
for
are
sure.
Product of the product. Share Juanita's story really quick. I mean, her story is just amazing.
Oh, yeah. So Juanita is awesome. She is just a powerhouse. You'll have to come into Curves and see her. Juanita, don't kill me for sharing your age, but you're 68 years old and you could kick my behind on the circuit some days.
She is strong.
She is strong. She can hold a plank for 4 minutes. She's just such a powerhouse, and her energy level radiates off to the girls and then they get fired up by that. But she is working through our Curves program right now because she has some major goals in her life. She's hit multiple ones already. With weight loss, but
she's lost 40 pounds.
She has.
She's kept it off.
But one of her goals ultimately is to be no longer diabetic.
Right.
And so through our education of the nutrition aspect of it, and not just eating health, go eat healthy and work out and everything will be fine. We go a lot farther than that. And so through that, she is just making some great strides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her story is awesome. And you're going to hear all kinds of stories like that at Curves. And your story, Melissa, always is inspirational. I love sharing that. So thank you so much for coming on the show with me today and talking about Curves. We're both very passionate about Curves because we know it works.
Yes.
And love to just get that information out there so that we can let all of anyone who lives in the area and thinking about working out, if you're a woman and you're looking for a place to get connected with and lose weight and get in shape, Curves is the place to go. And just really check that out. Give them a call.
Definitely. And if anyone calls me and says that they heard us on the radio, I'm going to extend to you a free week at Curves. So that way you guys can just come in and just try us out for a week. Just give it a whirl. See what you think.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is a great deal. What do you got to lose? Nothing but weight.
I know, right?
Right? Okay, awesome. Hey, and we want you to get connected with I've Decided because we know you have goals, whether it's to get healthy and lose the weight, whatever your dreams are. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to finish school. Get out of debt. I mean, getting out of debt is another huge goal that people have. But whatever it is that you want to do, I've Decided is your home for success and transformation, and you can get connected. If you log in to ivedecided.org, you can sign up for our monthly emails at no charge, so you can keep track of all the things that we have going on in our community, or you can get signed up as a community member of I've Decided. And through that, you'll get all kinds of amazing discounts to our business members and resources, as well as registrations for our motivational leadership conferences in the area. And so you can get on your way to success. All right, Melissa, thanks again for joining us
today. You're so welcome.
And hey, by the way, happy Father's Day.
Yes.
If you're listening out there, we're talking about curves, but it is Father's Day. And what did you say your husband's
My husband's philosophy is happy wife, happy life. So send your wife to curves. Let her de-stress, get her workout in, and you'll reap the benefits.
Yes, that's right. So then you'll have a happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life. I love it. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday today. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?